lives of the prophets. Let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets. Lives of the prophets. Lives of the prophets. Lives of the prophets. Lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salat upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who recites Durood 50 times daily, I will shake hands with that individual on the Day of Judgment. And it has been proven from blessed narrations that whatever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed hand touched in this world, it became Mubarak, it became Mukarram. Meaning if he touched a piece of cloth, fire was unable to burn that piece of cloth. Similarly, if he sallallahu alayhi wasallam touched food, then that food had so much barakah in it that so many people would eat, so many ashab would eat from it, and it would not reduce in quantity. This is the blessing of reciting salutations upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person's life becomes more meaningful, there becomes more barakah in a person's life. So we should try to make a habit of reciting as much salutations as we can. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Lives of the Anbiya, Lives of the Prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam, in which we talk about the biographies of the Prophets, we talk about lives of the Prophets, we talk about those specific incidents which changed the course of history. We look at significant events from these Anbiya's life. And we are currently talking about none other than Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, who is also a member of the Ulul Azm Nabis, meaning there are five such prophets who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a higher rank and a higher status than the other Nabis. Now carrying on with the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, let's look at some of the significant events which took place in his life. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam migrated to Ash-Sham from Iraq via Egypt. Now, what used to happen in Egypt was that there was a cruel king. And what this king used to do was that if he found that there is a married couple in the vicinity in his kingdom, he would make the man divorce his wife and he would engage in activities with her. And if the man he rejected, then he would kill that man. But he had one condition, and that condition was that if they turned out to be brothers and sisters, then he would leave them alone. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he entered this city, he entered this kingdom, news got to the king that there is Ibrahim has entered this land and he has a very beautiful woman alongside him. So the king sent to capture his wife, upon which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that she is my sister. He meant in relation to this that she is my sister in faith, meaning every single Muslim is brother and sister under the umbrella of Islam and Deen. So this is what he meant by this. However, the king ignored this and he captured Sayyidatina Sarah radiallahu anha. And what happens is Sayyidatina Sarah radiallahu anha is there, and the king tries to approach Sayyidatina Sarah. And Sayyidatina Sarah, she performs wudu, she comes out and she says, Ya Allah, I seek refuge from you, I seek refuge in my chastity, I want you to protect me. As soon as she said this, that king, he started to choke and he was not able to breathe and he fell to the ground. And Sayyidatina Sarah, she made dua again. She goes, Ya Allah, do not kill this individual, as people will say that I murdered him. When he came back to his health, he once again moved closer to Sayyidatina Sarah. She once again performed wudu. And she said, Oh Allah, if I have embraced faith in you and your Prophet and have only saved my chastity for my husband, then do not allow this disbeliever to empower me. When she made dua for the second time, the same thing happened. He started to become strangulated. He was unable to breathe. He started falling on the ground as if he was going to die. And she made this dua again that, Ya Allah, if he dies, it will be said that I killed him. When the king recovered for the second or third time, the king turned to Sayyidatina Sarah and she said that indeed, somebody has sent a rebellious jinn to me, due to which all of this is happening. Therefore, he left Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu anha, and she came to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It is also mentioned in another narration, when Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu anha arrived before the king tried to move closer to her, he tried to take hold of her hand, and as soon as he lifted his hand, he became paralyzed. And when he moved away from her, he said to her, "Pray for me, and I shall not harm you." Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu anha prayed to Allah Almighty, and his hand became healed. He tried to take hold of her again, but the same thing happened again. His hand became paralyzed and was stiffer than before. He then recovered. He then called one of his guards and said that, "You have not brought a human to me, but rather you have given me a jinn." Then he gave Hajra radiallahu anha to Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu anha as a maid. And when she returned home safe and sound, Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu anha, she was the daughter of a king. She was in fact a princess, and she was then gifted to Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu anha, who then further gifted it to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. After this incident, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam traveled from Egypt to the blessed lands of Asham, and acting upon Prophet Ibrahim's advice, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam set out towards the land of Ghur and settled in the city of Sodom. At that time, it was the biggest city of the region, but unfortunately, its residents were disbelievers and transgressors. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not have any children at this stage. And when he reached the holy lands, he supplicated in the court of Allah Almighty, and he said, "O my Rabb, grant me pious offspring that help me call towards the true religion and worship you, and in whom I may find comfort in foreign land." And he stated in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, "Rabbi habli min as-salihin," that, "O my Lord, bestow upon me righteous offsprings." This was the offspring of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them beautiful children. Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was infertile. She was not able to have any children. And it is for this reason that she gave Sayyidatuna Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And she said that, "May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and grant you children through her." So Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he married her. Therefore, after Allah Almighty granted Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam a son from Sayyidatuna Hajra radiallahu anha, who was named Ismail. And he was the firstborn of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. There is no doubt and there is no contradiction in relation to who was the elder child. It was Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Ibrahim's wife Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu anha, she had no children. And as a result, she felt a sense of rivalry from Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu anha, that she had given birth to a beautiful young boy, Ismail alayhi salam. And the former said to Prophet Ibrahim, so she said to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, that, "Take Hajra with you and migrate to somewhere else." So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took Sayyidina Hajra and they migrated to the lands of Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah, he left Sayyidina Hajra there, and he left Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam there, and they started to go back. And he did not say anything, he did not turn back to say anything, at which point Sayyidina Hajra said, "O Ibrahim, if this is the command of Allah, is this the command of Allah?" Upon which Ibrahim replied, "Yes, this is the command of Allah." Upon which Hajra radiallahu anha, she exercised sabr and she did not say anything after that. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then made a supplication, and he said, "O my Lord, I have made some of my descendants settle in a valley wherein there is no cultivation near your sacred house. O our Rabb, in order that they may establish salah, so that you may cause some hearts to incline towards them and provide them fruits to eat, and perhaps they acknowledge." Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not supplicate for himself when it was the matter of the fire. However, when it came to his family, he supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And both of these are utmost respect. Both of these are the highest level of tawakkul which a person can observe. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then would leave, and he would occasionally come back to meet Sayyidina Hajra and Ismail. Then at a certain point, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had a dream, and he said to his son Ismail that, "O son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me to sacrifice you, has ordered me to slaughter you. How do you feel about this?" Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam says that, "O my father, If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do this, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to do this, then you will find me from the sabireen. Then you will find me from those who have sabr. You will not find me of those who run away. You will not find me of those who turn their backs in relation to this. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and they started to go. And then they left the house. The shaitan, the devil came to Sayyidina Hajira radiallahu anha. And he said that, do you know where Ismail has gone? Do you know where Ibrahim has taken Ismail? And she said, yes, he has taken them to gather some wood. And shaitan replied, no, but rather he has gone to slaughter him on the command of Allah. Later did shaitan know that him saying this was going to be a very foolish move, because this woman, she was from the awliya. She had utmost adab and respect and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she says that, get away from me. If this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah ta'ala has ordered Ibrahim to do so, then he will find me from the patients. Get away from me. Then shaitan, he comes to Ismail alayhi salam. And he says, oh Ismail, do you know where your father is taking you? And he says, no. And he says, your father, upon the command of Allah Ta'ala, is taking you to be slaughtered. And Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam says that, if that is the command of my Rabb, then you get away from me. I will fulfill my Allah's command. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and they went. And look at the level of piety and tawakkul and respect of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. He says, oh father, make sure the knife is sharpened so you do not have any difficulty in killing me. He says, oh father, make sure you cover my eyes so when you are fulfilling the command of Allah, you do not look in my eyes and you do not feel mercy which might hinder your movement from carrying out the command of Allah. He says, oh my father, take my shirt and give it to my mother after you are done, so she may find some, she may console herself from this. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he took the knife, he sharpened the knife, he tied Ismail, he covered his eyes, he did everything. And then as soon as he tried to slaughter Ismail alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the ability of the knife to cut. Subhanallah, just as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was cool in the fire, similarly the knife was not able to cut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed the attribute of cutting from knife. And Sayyidina Jibreel, he came down quickly with a ram from heaven and he replaced Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam with that ram, and that ram was slaughtered in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the status of the anbiya. This is the status of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whether it comes to migrate into land where no one lives, they are willing to do that. Whether it comes to sacrificing their child for the sake of Allah, they are willing to do that. What is the state of me and you today? How far are we willing to go for our religion? That religion that has given us everything, that religion that has given us identity, that religion that has given us basis and morals of society, that religion that has taught us to respect our parents, that religion that has told us the honor of our parents. What have we done for this religion? Never mind what we have done for the religion, what have we done for ourselves? When was the last time we prayed full 5 prayers? Normally what happens is, because Fajr is early and it's cold, we tend to miss it. Zuhr is qada due to us being that way. Or we're stuck in traffic, so we miss Asr. We come home to eat, so we miss Maghrib. It's late, so it's bedtime, so I won't be able to pray Isha. Are these the excuses you are making for your religion? Do you think you will be able to present these excuses in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will accept these excuses? No. Remember, you are a Muslim first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the wealth of Iman, the wealth of Islam, so you should not misuse it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidatana Sara radiallahu anha, who was a very old woman at this point, was at home. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came from work and he sees that there is a group of young men outside his house. And he says, you guys are my guests, let me look after you, let me host you and take care of you and make a meal for you. So he took them inside his house, he prepared a very exquisite and beautiful meal for them. And the fact that no guest had came to the house of Ibrahim for the past 15 days, he was excited for this. But after a short while, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam notices that these guests, they are not extending their hands out to food, which he found very strange. So he says to them that, why are you not taking any food? And those people replied that, we are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do not require any food. We are the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam says that, what is the reason that you have come here today? What is the reason that you are here today? And they say that, we have come here to give you the glad tiding that you will have a very knowledgeable boy. And when the angel said this, Sayyidatana Sara radiallahu anha was listening to this from from behind the door, and she became extremely happy, and she slapped her forehead, and she said, will an old woman like me, who has never given birth to a child, she will give birth to a child. Indeed, the angels came, and they gave the glad tidings of children to Sayyidatina Sarah radiallahu anha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidatina Sarah the beautiful child in the form of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. So these two prophets who were brothers, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, these were the offsprings of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. One was from Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha, whereas the second one was from Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she lived an extremely long life. It has been stated that Sayyidina Sarah, she passed away at the age of 127. Her departure deeply saddened Ibrahim alayhi salam. Therefore, he purchased a cave from someone for 400 mithqal of gold and buried Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu anha there. Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu anha, after the demise, Prophet Ibrahim married a woman named Qatura. She gave birth to names Zumran, Yuqsan, Madian, Madan, Asbaq, and Sukh. She gave birth to these sons, and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's progeny went on. This was a short brief in relation to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the significant events that took place in his life. There is so much to learn for us here. There is so much information and many pearls for us to take away, that the Nabi of Allah, he fulfilled and he put his Lord first at every single stage. And due to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his wives what they desired most, children. And Allah ta'ala granted Ibrahim his prayer when he asked Allah that, Ya Allah, grant me offsprings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam his offsprings. And then he goes on to say that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, along with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, they started to construct the holy Kaaba. When the flood of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam came, the Kaaba was not present there anymore. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam had taken the Kaaba to the heavens. And when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came and he said to the Jibreel that, I intend to make the Kaaba again, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, in the exact measurement and in the exact space where the Kaaba was in the heavens and in the arsh, he drew lines on the ground. And Prophet Ibrahim, along with his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, they started to construct the Kaaba. And it came to a point where he wanted to reach the top of the Kaaba to be able to place the bricks there, but he was unable to do so. So Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he went on to the mount of Abu Qubays and he met Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam there. And Jibreel said that, I have two stones from you which have been descended from heaven, and take those and make your father stand on one whilst he places bricks in the holy Kaaba, and put the other one in the corner of the Kaaba, which is more famously known as Al-Hajr al-Aswad. This is the black stone. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says that these two stones were from heaven, and they had so much light in them, they had so much nur in them, that if they had not turned black, if they had not turned dark, if their light was not taken away, it would illuminate everything from the east to the west. And this was the short biography of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his children, and the difficulties he went through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who take benefit and learn from the lives of the Anbiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who try to follow the footsteps and try to adopt the good characteristics they had. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes that have been made. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them, let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the